I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Members of the group Rhythm and Motion were leading the dancing on Friday, and although it appeared many of the assembled crowd had done their homework and watched the online video showing the steps to the dance, there was a bit of a refresher for people who happened to be passing by Union Square and might want to join in.
We make a square. We walk forward. Walk toward William Sonoma. Don't go inside. 2, 3, 4. To the cafe. 6, 7 point. Macy's. 2, 3.
The open dance was kicking off the 14th annual Bay Area Dance Week. Shay Collette is outreach director for Dancers Group, which presents and coordinates the more than 600 events that are taking place this week.
San Francisco Ballet is doing an open company class where you can go and like watch what they do and warm up. Temple of Poi is doing fire dance classes, which is amazing. And then Rhythm and Motion, who we're working with One Dance, they're doing a bunch of their dance fitness classes. You can find performances, lectures, demonstrations, dance classes, and it's all over the Bay Area.
She says each year there are new dance companies and organizations in the area added to their list of participants.
From modern dance to ballet, the classical Indian, African, there's this year a big boom in Zumba fitness. There's salsa, tango, so there's a lot of partnering dances. So it really kind of opens up the range to exploring new and also going back to the things you love.
With all the free activities, Collette says it's a week for exploration.
And then it's really just about bringing friends and family together and coming to find an event that works for you or to do with a friend or meet new people. It's really about putting yourself out there to explore something new.
You can find out about and sign up for events at their website. There's a link at kdfc.com/arts. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.